In less than 2 weeks, the Wright County Egg Company in Iowa has had two recalls. Yesterday's announcement that 152 million eggs were being recalled due to fears of salmonella brings the grand total to 380 million, and that number could get bigger. All right, do you feel safe buying and eating eggs? Miles.
Not exactly.
You know, that was a gift. Sorry. Here with more on this developing situation is Marion Nessel. She's the acclaimed nutrition professor from New York University and the author of Safe Food, The Politics of Food Safety. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, pleasure.
Now, this isn't the first problem that Wright County Eggs has faced recently, right?
It seems not. They have a long history of all kinds of problems with labor, with their accounting practices, with everything that you can possibly think of. And it sounds like a company that cuts corners, and one of the easiest corners you can cut is food safety.
I was going to say, they've had problems with everything from labor disputes to just, you know, cleanliness. So 14 states are investigating cases of salmonella-related illness that could be linked to the eggs involved in this recall. Remind us, how do salmonella outbreaks happen?
Well, they happen because the chickens are raised in an environment in which salmonella is present, and the salmonella gets into the eggs. And it's inside the eggs, it's not outside the eggs, so you can't wash it off. And the only way to prevent it is by making sure that the flock is free of salmonella to begin with and monitoring to make sure that no new salmonella gets in. Now, that's part of the rules for egg safety that the FDA finally, after decades of trying, was able to put out about a year ago, and those were supposed to take effect on July 9th this year. But this outbreak clearly started happening much earlier than that. May is the time that everybody says they began to see this big uptick in the number of cases. And so this company was voluntarily not bothering to follow the rules.
You know, I realize that we're going to ruin breakfasts across America. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about salmonella, I mean, how exactly does it get into eggs?
Well, it gets into eggs because it's in the hen's body.
Uh-huh.
And it's secreted into the egg as the hen makes the egg. I mean, that's the really awful part about it. But there are other awful parts about it as well. Prior to the 1960s, there never was salmonella in eggs. And as our industrial egg production system started and we began housing literally millions of hens in the same space, a big space, but nevertheless the same space, if one of them gets sick, they all get sick.
Okay, now that I've ruined breakfast,
yeah.
Should people be wary? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say the good news, if there is any good news in this, is that salmonella gets killed if the egg is cooked.
Oh, okay. That is good news. I was just going to say, so should people be wary of the eggs they buy? Or should they go ahead and eat eggs?
With a runny yolk,
well,
even?
Well, they can eat eggs. They should just make sure they cook them.
How well cooked, though? Does it have to be, like, hard over?
Well, you can drop them in boiling water. That'll be enough.
Really?
Okay. I mean, hot, heat kills. I mean, hot water, heat, cooking, scrambled, over easy, hard boiled, all of those things should take care of it pretty well.
Okay.
All right.
Enjoy your
cancel, I was just going to
cancel
say.
Cancel my food order, will you? That egg and bacon on a roll, I don't want it.
Yeah, no, I mean, what everybody needs to understand is this is a regulatory issue. And the FDA's rules have just gone into effect, and now we need Congress to pass the food safety bill so that the FDA has the authority and the resources to enforce it.
Okay, and that is the note that we should end on. Marion Nessel, thank you so much for joining us.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.